USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is welcoming German Chancellor Angela Merkel to the White House. The president saying they have a full agenda ahead of them and they're ready to dive in.
One of the things that I want to talk about is the enduring friendship that the chancellor has been so responsible for nailing down and making sure it continues.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testified before the House on Wednesday and then the Senate on Thursday. One of the main topics of discussion for the Fed Reserve Chair was inflation. Republican Senator from Tennessee Bill Hagerty says inflation is something everyone is keeping their eye on.
What we're seeing right now, though, I think, is unprecedented territory. What I hope Chairman Powell will do is pay very close attention to the comments and the discussions that we had today, the concerns that we Republicans expressed on inflation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ashley Katana is the public policy manager at Facebook, and she is here with us to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. Ashley, can you share with us this unique program that started in California?
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
As of right now, where does this endeavor originate from?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, thank you so much for all this great information and this great service you're providing. Could you please tell us where we can go for more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
The state of Texas is dealing with a stalled special legislative session, a surge of illegal immigrants crossing the border, and rising coronavirus numbers. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz is blaming the surge at the border for the increase in COVID cases.
Most of these illegal immigrants coming in haven't been vaccinated. They're being put in cages with other people who are COVID positive. They're spreading COVID and then releasing COVID in our communities.
Cuban-American rapper and pop star Pitbull is calling for the world to support anti-communism protesters in Cuba.
People that we're so proud of, people such as a Jeff Bezos, Cuban-American, graduated from a high school in Miami, built one of the biggest companies in the world, the richest man in the world. He's somebody that can get involved and really help us on what we got. All we can do is create awareness.
Pitbull posting a two-minute video on Wednesday that he called a message to the world. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is weighing in on the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador Nikki Haley on Fox News says America's withdrawal from Afghanistan was done poorly.
One issue is the withdrawal. The other issue is how it was done. The idea that the base left in the, you know, in the dark of night and just suddenly disappeared was a terrible sign for our enemies and for our allies. And, you know, what we want is we don't want thousands of people on the ground in Afghanistan, but we need a presence, an intelligence presence. You know, in Syria, we had a presence, not a lot of people, but Russia and Iran didn't mess with us. They let us know what was going on all the time because they knew we were watching. You have now taken every ounce of our eyes and ears off what's happening. Taliban's taken over 85%. And what that now means is we now have to be careful at home because we don't know what the terrorists are doing abroad.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Royal Caribbean will not be responsible for the death of a toddler who fell from her grandfather's arms and through a ship window. A U.S. Florida district court dismissed the wrongful death lawsuit against Royal Caribbean Cruises earlier this week. The 18-month-old girl's parents sued the cruise company for negligence after she fell through the 11th floor window in 2019 and died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.